briefly where we left the question yesterday, and I think we then understand the rest of the Ramban. It took me a while. In fact, it took me in Shir yesterday to formulate the question the way I had to walk in this morning, and then it took me about 5 to 10 minutes to figure out what the Ramban was saying. But until I had fully articulated the question, I really wasn't able to sort of get to that, right? I also want to lodge another complaint here against the ignorant printers who put punctuation in the Rishonim because they have no business in doing so because they're ignorant. And they don't know how to read them. They don't know what the Ramban means, and therefore they put punctuation in places that seem to be very nice, except for they're wrong, and then they throw you off because you're struggling to figure out what the Ramban says. So basically, even though it's impossible to do, when you see punctuation, ignore it. Now, it would be nice if they just didn't waste the ink and violate Baal Tashlis on the ink and put it in there and then violate Bittul Zman on my time, on your time, trying to figure out what the Ramban said simply by creating confusion. So with that little introduction, on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, the Gemara... Let's review what the Mishnah said for a moment. Okay. The Mishnah said, Yisoma shenisarsim v'niskarsha reblazer omer ones chayav amafat patar. Now, it looks like one case, namely Yisoma, which presumably means her father, is actually dead. Who was nisarsim v'niskarsha? Ones is chayav and mafata is patar. So, we started out perhaps assuming it's talking about Knas. And the assumption here is that this girl gets her own knas, therefore when ones, because the father's dead, therefore when the father is ma'anes her, not the father, when someone is ma'anes her, he's got to pay to her. When someone is mafat to her, she was mochelas, and therefore he's pater. That's what we assumed. Rabba Bar Chana, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, says that Rabbi Lazar was following Rabbi Akiva Shita here, that you have Knas and Knas Aliatzma. Now, the truth is, left to my own devices, I would have said, of course he's following Rabbi Akiva Shita, because a Yisoma Shinis Arsa Venisgarsha, even if you say that a Yisoma on her own gets Knas, even though there's no father, but a Yisoma Shinis Arsa Venisgarsha should presumably be no different than a Narish in Isarsa and Isgarsha. If having had Arison means that you're no longer in the Pasuk, Asher lo Orasa, then you don't get a Knas. If, and it doesn't matter whether you eat a Soma in Isarsa and Isgarsha, or a regular girl in Isarsa and Isgarsha. If you believe that Asher lo Orasa, that she never had Arison, but a girl who once had Arison and is single now, if that means that there's no longer the knas to the father, but the knas to her, then presumably that then applies even when it's Yisoma, Shenisar, Sevenisgarsha. It makes no difference, one way or the other. So Rabbi Yochanan said that this Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar, is following Rabbi Akiva's Shita, that Yesh la knas u knas aliatzma. So the question is, when the Bavli wants to know, how do you know that? So the truth is, it's an odd kind of thing to ask, if you ask me. Because, I'll tell you how you know it, because it says, Nisarsav and Nisgarsha. Why would you think Yisomash and Nisarsav and Nisgarsha would be any different? Right? So, I'm not really sure about that. But then, what the Gemara says is the following. What is the point of telling us Yisoma? Pshita Yisoma is Knasa Liatzma. There's no father. So the point of saying Yisoma, Shenisarsav and Nisgarsha, it sounds like it's not one case, but it's two cases. It's saying that a Nisarsa, a Narish and Nisarsa and Nisgarsha has the same din as a Yisoma. And what is that din? Ones Chayiv and Mefate Pater. And part of that assumption is Yesh Laknas Uknas Aliatzma, Ones Chayiv Mefate Pater. I'll only put it that way. The Gemara says, "Hakamash blon denarish and esarish and eskarish kisoma ma yisoma laatzma av narish and esarish eskarish liatzma." So when you read the Bavli Kipshuto, how many cases are being discussed in the Mishnah?
Two:
a yisoma and a narish and esarish and eskarisha. What's the din in these cases? They have the same din. They have the same din, right? Because the way the Gemara reads the statement is that a narish and eskarisha is like a yisoma. That just as Yisoma Kanas La'atzma, so too Nisarsav and Nisgarshas Kanas La'atzma. And therefore, what are we talking about in this Mishnah when we say What's the subject of discussion in the Mishnah? Boshes and Pagam, or Knas, or both? So let's just sort of sketch this out. If we're talking about a Narish and Nisarishav and Nisgarisha, if you say that the Ones is Chayev and the Mefate is Pater, what is the Mefate Pater on? No. By a Narish and Nisarishav and Nisgarisha, where there is a father, and she was not Yotzah Amer Shuso because she never had Nisuin. So if the Mishnah is talking about an Arish and a Sarish and a Niskarisha, and you say that a Mefata is Pater, what must he be Pater from? Knas. Because Boshes and Pagam go to the father. Whether your own is a Mefata makes no difference. If there's Boshes and Pagam, it goes to the father. If there's no father, if he's dead, then presumably Boshes and Pagam go to her, but it depends on whether Onis and Mefata. But if we're talking about a Nisaris of a Niskarsha, not a Yisoma, not a actual Yisoma, father is alive, then when the Mishnah says Pater, it has to be on Knas, it can't be on Boshes and Pagam, because she can't be Mochalas on the Boshes and Pagam. If you were talking about a Yisoma, Mamish, then what would the Din be when his Mefata is Pater? What will we say there? What is he Pater from? What? Everything. Pater from Boshes Upagam, because that goes to her and she's Melchalas. And presumably, just like by Nisaris and Nisgarisha, you're Pater on Knas here as well. Now, there's only one problem with this reading, this assumption. It's not a problem, but what does it assume about the din of Knas and Mechila, and Mefata, I should say? It doesn't fit with the Yerushalmi. It doesn't fit with the Yerushalmi. The assumption here is that a mefuta is pater on knas, he's pater on knas. And I want to add, if you make the distinction I made in the Yerushalmi yesterday between machla versus just stam pitoy being mechila, would that solve our problem here? And the answer is absolutely not. Because even if you wanted to say that the Yerushalmi only believes that there's mechila when she is beferush mocheles, but the Mishnah is clearly talking about just a mefuta. There's no mention of mechila. It means just the act that she's doing it willingly constitutes a mechila, and there is no knas. Cannot be read in line with the Yerushalmi. That's the problem the Ramban faces, is that the way, if you read the Mishnah alone, Yisoma, Shenisash, Shemeniskarisha, without the Bavli Zukimta, what could you say about Mefata being Pateron? Boshes and Pagam, because she's a Yisoma, and you could say that knas you're chayav on why? Because you can't be mochel on knas, because you're not high, because you need hamada b'din to make it. But if you're going to read with the Bavli Zukimta that there are two cases here, not a yisoma shenisarisav v'nisgarsha, but a yisoma v'shenisarisav v'nisgarsha, two different women. That's why, which is what the Bavli seems to do, by saying that nisarisav v'nisgarsha is ki yisoma, and their din is ones chayiv mefat pater. If it's two separate cases, then it seems impossible to read with the Yerushalmi. Now, the Ramban was trying to save this pshat. How could you possibly read this according to the Bavli? Now look at the Ramban. I'm going to read the Ramban. I want to start with what?
Don't trust anybody else with the Ramban. The printers...
I want to read this Ramban because I was Moser Nefesh on this Ramban. To bang my head over and over and over, because to me, the notion of having a Ramban and not being able to read a line in the Ramban or a sentence in the Ramban is surrender. And that is not a word that should be in your vocabulary. If you can't figure it out today, you figure it out tomorrow. You bang your head until you get it. Look, sometimes the text is corrupt, but I don't think the text is corrupt here. The punctuation is corrupt. And the printers are corrupt, but not the Ramban. Not the text, Chas V'Shalom. We never have textual errors. We know that. Okay. So I want to start with the words, V'im zematzasi b'Yerushalmi. In the version I send you, it's about 11 lines from the bottom of the page. 10 if you're counting, only full lines. It's the fourth word on the line. Zematzasi b'Yerushalmi. Everybody have that? If you don't have that, say I. Got it? 10 lines up from the bottom. No. I want you to see it inside. Put your fingers on the place. As I tell my kids, so you don't lose it, follow inside. Zem matzasi biyushalmi. V'im ha-gemara shalanu maskemes ima. If our Gemara, the Bavli, actually agrees with the Yerushalmi on this point, yesh lanu lefaresh, we have to explain. Now he's assuming there's a problem. Haditznan Rabbi Eliezer Omer ha-mefate pater. You have to say al karchach, that means min ha-boshes u-min ha-pigam. That's the only way it can be.
In order to fit in with the
Yerushalmi. Right, because according to the Yerushalmi, a mefate can never be pater on kanas, because there's no mechila, period, and certainly the act of pitu itself doesn't constitute mechila. If even machala beferush, as the words literally say in the Yerushalmi, doesn't work, certainly the fact that it's a mere act of pitui does not constitute a mechila. Doesn't work. V'ha da'abrinan b'gemara. Now that works in the Mishnah, but there's a little problem. Yesoma, now this is a quote. Start the quote. Yesoma shenis arsa vinis garsha pshita. Now, that's the end of the quote. Klomar, the Ramban explains that line in the Bavli, if you want to make it work with the Yerushalmi. Klomar, lamali lemisni nisarsa v'nisgarsha, afilu lo nisarsa, kevan shi yisoma hakol shala. So in other words, the question of the Bavli is, why do you have to add in by the yisoma nisarsa v'nisgarsha? To have the din be the din, that you are patur, on Boshas and Pagam, you don't need Nisarsa and Niskarsha. It's enough simply to have Yisoma. Ela Hachi Ka'amar. So now, the Ramban is reading in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Ela Hakamashmalan, Hachi Ka'amar, he's about to quote the next part of the Gemara. But when the Ramban says Hachi Ka'amar, what does that mean? You have to read the Gemara differently than you were reading it. This is what the Gemara really means. Open quotes. Ha'isha sent shenis arsa vinis garsha ki yisoma. Close the quote. That's the end of the Gemara. The next two words are the Ramban's explanation. Le'inyan ha'kinas. They have the same din, le'inyan kinas, which is what? What's the din of both a yisoma and an isarsa and isgarsha legabe knas? Knas aliatzma, you're always chayef. Vizesh sha'omar, Rabbi Elazar, vizesh sha'omar, this is what Rabbi Yochanan meant when he said, Rabbi Elazar b'shitas rabo, Elazar b'shitas rabo, amara. Let's put a semicolon in here. So look at the Gemara for a second. Go back, keep your finger in the place, look at the Gemara. Hanarish and Isarsav Kamashmalan. Narish and Isarsav and Iskarsha ki yisoma. Ma yisoma la atzma la inyan kanas. Af narish and Isarsav Iskarsha la atzma la inyan kanas. Now, you stop there and you think that there are two cases in the Mishnah. Narish and Isarsav and Iskarsha and yisoma. And you've got a problem with what? With narish and Isarsav and Iskarsha, who's not a yisoma. Because why would Mefata be potter there? Why can Mefata not be potter by Narish and Nisarsa and Niskarsha? Well, Legabe the Kanas, there's no Ptur because there's no Mechila on the Kanas. There's no Mechila on the Kanas by definition. And there's no Ptur on Boshes of Pagam. Why? Goes to the father. She's just a Narish and Nisarsa and Niskarsha. She's not a Yisoma. So now the Ramban says, V'chazar v'omar. B'shito acheres ledivrei hakol. Then, in effect, the Mishnah goes on to explain ledivrei hakol. The first part of the Mishnah was narish nisarsa v'nisgarsha is ki yisoma. Dafka, according to Rabbi Elazar, dafka according to Rabbi Akiva. That kanas aliatzma, and there's kanas. Right? It doesn't work according to Rabbi Yosef Galili. Why not? Because the Yisoma, put the Yerushalmi aside, the Yisoma might be entitled to a Knas. But in Naris and Isaris and Isgarsha, there is no Knas. Okay, so the first part of the Mishnah, the way you have to read it to make it work, make the Bavli work through Yerushalmi, is Naris and Isaris and Isgarsha ki Yisoma. That's Dafka according to Rabbi Akiva. Now the Mishnah continues, and it's now talking the Divrei HaKol, not according to Rabbi Akiva only, and it's talking about a Yisoma. Umahu dina shel yisoma. That's the second part of the Mishnah. Now in quotes, almost from the Mishnah, Sheha ones chayiv bakol v'amafat epotem in aboshes emin apkam. Now you have to eliminate the word bakol. That's the perush emin aboshes emin apkam. But sheha ones chayiv v'amafat epotem. Okay, but put this whole thing in quotes. It's quotes with the perush in the middle. The Ramban is saying that the second half of the Mishnah, when it says ones chayiv v'amafat epotem, that's not talking about both cases that were discussed in the Reisha. The Reisha told us one din, that an Arish and a Sarish and a Niskarisha is Dinah Kiyosoma. By the way, the Lagabe Knas. By the way, what's the din of Yosoma, generally speaking? Not Lagabe Knas. We know what it is, Lagabe Knas. What's the din of Yosoma, Lagabe Boshes Ubgam? Well, Ones is Chayiv in everything, including the Knas and Boshes Ubgam, and Mefata is Pata from the Boshes Ubgam. That's the second half of the mission that says, Sha Ones Chayiv and Mefata Pata. Avol. Now this is not in the Mishnah, but the Ramban points out Avol binarash in isarsim in isgarsha. It can't be in the Sefer that ones pater chayiv hamafate pater. Why? Because vaday hamafate chayiv bakol the mishalim boshes upgam laavia because she can't be mocha on that. Uknas li atzma sheena yechol lemochlo. Nobody can forgive knas before it exists. Umay yisoma dikatani in the Sefer yisoma mamish v'divrei hakol. Kach zach the Ramban. That's what he says. Let's now go back to the Mishnah. The Ramban says, let's go and read the text of the Mishnah after the Ramban. Look at the Mishnah on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Yisoma shenis arsa veniskar yisoma, or I should say yisoma. You have to invert it. Shenis ars ki yisoma. I'll read like this. Ki yisoma is the shenis arsa veniskarsha. The din of shenis arsa veniskarsha with respect to knas is ki yisoma. Now, what's the din of yisoma generally? Reb Lazar omer her ones chayiv v'mafata pater. He's talking about boshes upkam. Knas, you're always chayiv. Can't be mocha. Nice reading, right?
Very forced.
Indeed. But it is what the Ramban says. The Ramban does not like the reading. Ramban is a smart fella, to put it mildly. He knew that this was a forced reading. He's just saying, if you're going to try to make the Yerushalmi work, the Bavli accept the Yerushalmi's Hanacha, this is how you're going to have to read the Sugya. The crucial point is, it's not a kasha on the Mishnah. Why? The Mishnah reads perfectly in consonance with the Yerushalmi. It's a Yesoma. Mefatas Pata from Boshes Apagam. Easy. What creates the problem? The Bavli's Ukimta, that the Reisha is saying Nisarsa v'Nisgarsha dino ki yisoma, because they thought it was redundant. Why do you need to tell us Nisarsa v'Nisgarsha? And they're right. They're right. For the Ushami's perspective, you don't need to tell us Nisarsa v'Nisgarsha. All you need is yisoma. So that's why the Bavli says, nah, it's telling you that just like the din of yisoma is the din of Nisarsa v'Nisgarsha lagabe the kanas. But now you have a problem, because if the second half of the Mishnah is qualifying as on the first half of the Mishnah, which was talking about two cases, Yisoma and Nisarsa and Nisgarsha, you're up a creek without a paddle if you want to hold like the Ushami that Mechila doesn't work by Knas. If it works by Knas, then you wouldn't have a problem. You'll say that the Reisha would say, Narash and Nisarsa and Nisgarsha is Dina Ki Yisoma, that Knasa Le'atzma, like Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah. And now, by the way, what is the din of an Isarsa and Iskarsha and Yisoma? Ones Chayev, Mefate Pater. Pater in what? No. No, if you're not going to read like the Ushalmi, for the Bavli itself, is Pater in Knas. Why not say Pater in Boshes Upgam? Because an Isarsa and Iskarsha is not Pater in Boshes Upgam. She's only, at most, she can be Petura in Knas, because if to the extent that it goes to her, if Mechil is possible, she can be Mochel that. She can't be Mochel the Boshes Pagam that goes to her father. So, if you read the Mishnah literally, you can read like the Yerushalmi. If you read the Mishnah like the Bavli Zukimta, and you say that Mechila works by Knas, you're also fine. You're only not fine if you want to read the Mishnah as talking about two separate cases, and the Sefer qualifies the Reisha, and comments on both cases in the Reisha, that Ones Chayav Mefata Pater, and you want to say Mechila doesn't work by Knas. Those three propositions together are mutually exclusive as a unit. Cannot be. So you're forced to have a very to Ramban, in order to say Pshat in the Yerushalmi, to claim the Bavli holds that way, you're forced to say that the Reisha of the Mishnah, the way the Bavli explains, is Narish and Nisarish and Niskarish are Din of Yisoma. And by the way, the Din of Yisoma, unrelated to Nisarish and Niskarish, happens to be Ones is Chayiv on the Boshes of Gam, and the Fata is Pato on the Boshes of Gam. Can I ask the Chayiv either way? That it has, bears no relationship whatsoever to a Nisarish of Niskarisha, because a Nisarish of Niskarisha, Ones Chayiv, Vamafata Chayiv. Okay, Yudi.
If you don't read like the Ramban, then is there a machlok between this Mishnah and the Mishnah and Chaf Tanim and Aleph, our first Mishnah? Does it make Darsim and Garsha Pater? And we had to make the Okim that Darsim and Garsha was, she was hired to Kanas Latzma?
No, not at all. In other words, if you just read the Mishnah literally without the Bavli's Akimta, you would still say, you see that even a Nisarsha and a Niskarsha gets Knas. Somebody gets, doesn't say who. It's clearly not Rabbi Yosef HaGalili, but somebody, either she or her father gets the Knas. Which Rabbi Akiva it's like, I don't know. Just as the Reisha, it's clear. I don't remember if the Yerushalmi says it's Beferish. I don't think the Bavli says it Beferish. The Reisha that says that Eishes Ach, Yechayev Knasan is clearly not like Rabbi Yosef Galili. Can't be. And Yerushalmi doesn't say it black and white either.
Right.
It just points out it has to be the Sarsa. I don't remember, does it say at the end that anything about Rabbi Yosef Galili? It's a very brief thing at the end of Halacha Aleph. I don't remember it saying anything, but it's clear, whether Yerushalmi says it or not, that Abal Eish Yisachu Chayev and Knas cannot be Rabbi Yosef Galili. It could be, in a vacuum, it could be Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah, or it could be Rabbi Akiva of the Braisa. Each one holds that there's a Knas. The only question is, to whom does the Knas go? Right, so no, it's not at all against that. Red Kipshuto. No, nobody...
No, I mean, if it's Pater B'Knas, if Hamafat is Pater B'Knas...
No, but you're not Pater... No, no, but you're not Pater... No. No, but you're not Pater on the Knas because there's no din of Knas here. You're Pater because of Mechila. The fact that Onis, the first Mishnah that says Eilu Naris Eishlem Knas, doesn't specify whether it's Onis or Mefata. So it could just be that Eishes Achiv is only bonus, right? It's possible. Moshe, you had a question?
Yeah, sorry, I forgot. where did we learn out Nisars Miskarsha, the Knas, the Boshet Gugam goes to the father?
Oh. So I don't know that the Bavli ever says it. I don't know if it says it. No, you mean in a case of Nisarsha and Niskarsha?
Yes.
Right. I don't know if the Bavli says it anywhere Beferish. The Yerushalmi Kimat says it Beferish in the beginning of that sugya, because when the Yerushalmi was still reading with not a Yisoma Mamish, but just in Nisarsha and Niskarsha, the Yerushalmi says, can a person be Mochel Davar Shein or Shalom on the Boshes Upgam? Right? So the Yerushalmi Beferish says that even though the girl's mafuta, Boshes Ibgam still goes to the father. Even though the Sarasim is Garsha. So obviously she came in Mochelas. I know the Rambam paskins that way. The Ramban also in the long piece earlier in the first half states that explicitly as well. Is there a Beferish Bavli? I don't know. We haven't seen one yet, and I don't know if we're going to see one.
So if we don't have a Beferish Bavli that argues on that, we'll assume like the Yerushalmi?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Why are you so timid? You're supposed to go push me a little further now.
Yeah, I know, but it's...
What's the next step?
Obvious what I'm trying to do, so...
Spell it out. You're a tzaddik. Spell it out.
Fine, so then why can't we say that Bavli disagrees with Yerushalmi on this aspect?
Excellent question. I didn't think about it till now, so now you have to go back and look in the sugya and figure out, would that solve the problems? Don't be such a tzaddik.
Okay.
Better in this case, I'd rather you be a gon than a tzaddik. Okay, a public gon rather than a private gon. It's an excellent methodological question, and I don't know the answer because I didn't think about it until now. Is it possible that the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi's assumption? Would that solve the problem? I don't know. In other words, if you could just have the Bavli arguing the Boshes of Gam and say that an Sarasim and Iskarsha. Let's sketch that out for a moment. If you want to say there are two cases here, Yisomash and Nisarsav and Iskarsha, two cases. So a Mefata could be Potter. It would solve the problem. You worked it out too and realized it solved the problem, didn't you? But you're being an out of again.
No, I just don't remember how all the parts fit together. I don't.
He's right. If you assume, and that's why the Ramban probably spent so much time setting up that point. It's crucial for the Ramban to crab the conundrum in the Bavli that he does it's crucial for the Ramban that boshes upagam, you be chayef in a case where the where it's nisarsha v'nisgarsha. But if you say that nisarsha v'nisgarsha, everything, all of the payments on rape go to the girl in this one specific thing, then the Mishnah would read very straight, even according to the Bavli. Yisoma, number one, mefata is patur on why? Patur on what? Boshes upagam. Narish and Isarsev and Isgarsha is patur on what? Boshes and Pagan. Can I ask the both chayvan because you can't be mocha. So now you understand, which I never thought about fully, why the Ramban sets it up the way he does. And why he spells it out at the end also. His point is that a mefata is going to be pot chayabakol. Knas because you can't be mochel, and Moshe Zabgam because it goes to the father. But exactly. It's exactly what he does. So you have to do two things. You have to investigate the rest of the Bavli till the Mishnah Amen Vav. That's where it would be. If it's going to be anywhere, I don't think it's in this parak. I'm not 100% sure. I'll tell you what you could do. If you want to try to find it quickly, go to the Rambam, where he quotes this halacha. You have to just scan through. It's in the first two prakim. Third parak, the three prakim in Hilchos Nara Besula. Third one is Motzi Shemra, but the first two deal with are Ones and Mefata. It shouldn't take very long to find that halacha and see if the Nose Kalim bring a makar other than the Yerushalmi.
Okay, fine.
If they do, then you're left with one of two choices methodologically. I'll just have fun sketching this out. You could say it's a machlokas asugis in the Bavli, but now you're already starting to go out a little bit on thin ice, or more likely you're going to say, okay, then the Ramban is correct.
Okay, fine.
Okay, excellent. Did everybody understand? I think what he said was very clear. Usually when I say things like that, they're not clear at all, but what he asked was a question direct to the point. Right? The question is, you could make the Bavli and Yerushalmi work together on Mechila ala Knas if you're willing to establish an argument on whether or not Narish and Isarsev and Isgarsha, whether she's entitled, whether she gets the Boshes Upgam or her father gets the Boshes Upgam. If you say that she gets everything, Knas, Boshes Upgam, and Isarsev and Isgarsha, then you can, if that's what the Bavli holds, then you could explain the Mishnah very well, even though you assume that there's no Mechila on the Knas. It's only if you put the two together, that the Boshes Upgam always go to the father, and Mechila doesn't work on the Knas, then you're stuck if you want to read there being two cases in the Mishnah. The Ramban obviously doesn't want to do that because he's trying to establish a possibility how the Bavli and the Yerushalmi might agree on everything. Right? He doesn't want to, in other words, there's no point in displacing one machlokas only to create a different one. But your ha'ara is excellent. Mati?
Isn't there the line about him being able to give his daughter in marriage to a Venuval that's not in the Bavli anywhere?
It is, but it's at the beginning of the fourth parak when they want to know generally how do you know Boshes and Pagan go to the father? The answer is the boy maser lalam nuvo muke shchin. It's either there or it may be by the kesef kiddushim emav.
He can remarry her here.
Correct. The svara is there, but the question is, maybe just like the knas was supposed to go to Avia, maybe in this case, that is the Ramban's raya. But maybe in this case, just like knas, you go against the pasuk. Now you say there's a remez in the pasuk. Maybe boshes begam just get dragged along with it. For example, v'nasan ha'isha shochevima, this is hanar shchiva levada, not including the boshes upagam. So maybe that's a hekesh between boshes upagam and the knas. And when the knas goes to the girl, the boshes upagam will as well. It's not min hanimna. What you're saying is correct, but it may not be 100% mochrach. Moshe, you heard his answer? No, that's my suggestion of to be doche. His point was maybe by definition, as soon as you say that the reason why the father gets boshes upagam by a regular girl is the ibay masar le manuva lemukeshchin. So in this case, in the Narish and Nisarish and Nisgarsha, the father has the capacity once again still to marry her off and to manuva lemukeshchin. So if the svar for normally giving him boshes upagam generally is that ibay masar le manuva lemukeshchin, since that as consideration is still operative. This should be the same thing. And I'm suggesting, very nice, but maybe there's a hekesh between, you know, Moshe Sabgam and Knas. Because clearly the Torah says you give the Knas Lavi Anara. Here we're not. So maybe Moshe Sabgam, through some hekesh, goes along with that also to her. Maybe the Bavli held that way.
Okay.
Excellent, guys. Excellent. That's a mean Ramban. Right? I do ask that you go back over it. In fact, If you remind me, I will maybe put together a edited version of the Ramban with quotes and so on, just so you can see a little more easily what he's doing. But again, just to summarize, what the Ramban is suggesting, that when the Bavli says, the way the Bavli would have to be reading the Mishnah, in order to allow it to accept the Yerushalmi's assumption that there's no mechila on Knas, and I'll add in response to Moshe, and that assuming Boshas Pagam always go to the father, is as follows. The Mishnah should read that Ki Yisoma, he, Mish and Nisarsev Nisgarsha. And Nisarsev Nisgarsha has the exact same din as a Yisoma, namely, that Knas Aliatzma. Now, what is the din of a Yisoma generally? The din of a Yisoma generally is Ones Chayev and Mefata Potter. Ones is Chayev in everything, and a Mefata is Potter in Boshas Upagam. Knas is Chayev on because you can't have Mechila on the Knas. That's how you have to, in effect, read the Bavli. So that the Resha that says that a Narav and Iskarsha has the same din as a Yisoma, whose sheet is that? Rabbi Akiva. Only I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. However, the second half of the Mishnah, that a Yisoma, Ones Chayev Mefata Potter, that is Divrei HaKol. That's Divrei HaKol. Yes?
This is a little bit of a stretch, and I'm not working at all. But is it possible that the Ramban gets this type of reading by the end of the Yerushalmi and Halakha Zion, which says that this quote might be Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, meaning that if we read the Mishnah like Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, we can say, Yitom Mishnah Arsav Nisgarsha, like Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, the church doesn't have Knas, and therefore the Knas section of the Mishnah is completely over, and then we're now reading it, the rest of the Mishnah, as a Boshet of God. And therefore, the Ramban has some sort of basis for his reading.
All right. So before we go there, I want to make... you're looking at that line that we skipped over in the Yerushalmi. I don't think the Ramban had that line. He hasn't quoted. His quotation ends, that we pointed to this year, about Rabbi Akiva. And that's it. Starting from the words Omer till the end of Halacha, there's almost a little bit two full lines. He doesn't quote it all. It sounds like he doesn't have it.
But it makes sense.
Hold on. I also want to introduce one more factor into the equation to confuse things. I want to say, the Ramban seems to have missed the Yerushalmi earlier. The Yerushalmi writes earlier, unless he wants to think that this Yerushalmi, not every sugya agrees with that. The Yerushalmi said earlier in the middle of Halacha Aleph, when we looked at this again for a moment the other day, the Yerushalmi says that what's the din of Yisoma according to Rabbi Yosei HaGalili? What?
Nothing, right?
Potter. Not just the Sarsim and the Skarsha. Why Potter? Because there's no Aviha. There's no Avihanara. Now, if you think about that, I want to go back to the Mishnah for a moment, the way the Ramban is suggesting it's being read. Which is, Yisoma, Kishin is Arsav and Iskarsha. They have the same din. Namely what? Well, according to Rabbi Akiva, they have the same din that Yesh Lahem Knas and Knasa La'atzman. According to Rabbi Yosei HaGalili, do Yisoma and Arash and Isarash and Iskarsha have the same din? Yes. Ein Lahem Knas. For a different reason, but they have the same din. In which case, it turns out the Resha of the Mishnah is Divrei HaKol. Now look at the Sefer for a moment. If we're talking about Yisoma now, Ha'ones Chayev V'amafate Potter. Whose opinion is that? Dafka Rabbi Akiva. Because according to Rabbi Galili, there's no Knas by it. Even by it, there's no Knas by Yisoma. Now, keep that piece in mind. I mentioned my clever note there, which is the inverse of the Ramban. Simply because, remember that the Yerushalmi and the Ramban does not seem to be aware of this. He doesn't note it here, at least. Does not seem to be aware that the Yerushalmi says Beferish earlier that Rabbi Yosef Galil says there's no Knas by Yisoma, period. She's not Bechalal the Parsha. Now, with that in mind, let's look back at the end of that Halacha, Ezra, and see how you want to read. Tell me how you want to read it.
Well, with that in mind, I'm not sure I can read it anymore. But I wanted to read. I agree that it strings what Rabbi Akiva is saying. Because if you say, someone said Omer, Ha'onis pater mina Moshe b'chayav v'knas, v'amabata pater mina kol, i.e. the Rabbi Yossi Aglili, then you could say that our Mishnah is Yitoma Shnidarsa v'nidgarsha, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili.
Except for you just said chayav v'knas. Ones pater mina boshes v'chayav v'knas, v'amabata pater mina kol. See, if I had to do something, Ezra, I would amend the Yerushalmi to say, Ones chayav beboshes and pater beknas, v'mafate pater menakal. And you see that mechila works. In fact, I think I just can explain. I can explain the end of this Yerushalmi now. I got it. If you make that one emendation, I don't know if the Nosei Kalim say this, but now it's clear in my head. And you have to take out the words Rabbi Akiva. But they quote a brisa that says, Ones pater. What do you see from that braisa? That knas, mechila works by knas. The answer is, of course, why should ones be pater? The answer is Rabbi Yosei Galili, who holds that there is no knas by Yisoma, period.
You said that the second half of the Mishnah then is only Rabbi Akiva?
Yes. Because if the second half of the Mishnah says Yisoma ha'ones chayev ha'mafate pater, well, according to Rabbi Yosei Aglili, the ones is in chayev, in knas.
We're talking about knas or talking about
knas. The first half is about knas, and the second half is about knas. Yisoma shenisarsa niskarsha and Yisoma and nisarsa niskarsha have the same din. Both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosei Aglili agree. They don't agree what that din is, but they agree that they have the same din. And the second half of the Mishnah that says that a ones is one that by Yisoma, Ones is Chayev and Mefata is Potur. So that only can be Rabbi Akiva.
If you assume that
it's on Knas.
No, if you assume that Knas, that Jude and Mocha Knas.
Correct.
Doesn't
help. Yeah. Okay.
So it doesn't work.
Fine.
The second half doesn't work.
Okay, that's fine. I just want to note that the Ramban may not have fully solved the problem in the or he doesn't note that in the Reisha, if you're talking about Knas, that Rabbi Yosei Aglili would agree, which creates a problem. Why? Because then why is the Mishnah Dafka Rabbi Akiva according to Rabbi Lazar? The key point for the Ramban is to allow at least part of the Mishnah to be Dafka Rabbi Lazar Bashitas Rabbi Akiva Amara Rabbo Amara. But if you say what I'm pointing out, then both halves of the Mishnah, you're claiming both halves of the Mishnah can in fact be both Tanaim. Because the first half of the Mishnah just says that Narsha Sarsha Skarsha has the same din as Yisoma. That's true both according to Rabbi Akiva, that Yesh Lahem Knas, and either Knas Ala'atzma or Knas Ala'atzma, Knas Ala'atzma. And Rabbi Yosei Aglili says both of them don't have Knas. So that may make the reading of the Ramban impossible. Because neither Shita is Dafka B'Shitas Rabbi Lazar B'Shitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbo Amara. But again, the Ramban does not seem to understand, not seem to be aware. I'm not sure that the Yushalmi, I think, says earlier that that Yisoma has no Knas according to Riosei Galili. Any questions about the Ramban? Like to believe the Ramban is looking down at Shemayim and saying, Nitzchuni Banai. There we go. Yes, Yuri.
It's not like really on the. It's on like everyone. Like, is it so bad to say that there's two Tanayim in this Mishnah? Or like, is that like worse than like changing up the entire Mishnah? Like,
what? I don't understand.
Like, can't we just say the ratio on the safe like two different Tanayim? It's
like
so bad to say that they have to go through, like, I don't know, everything we've been doing for the past week.
Oh, you're going back to the beginning of the Parak.
Yeah.
It's one Mishnah.
It's like they never.
Besides, no. Forget that. The problem isn't making the Reisha and the Seifa one Tana. We agreed on that, that's possible to split it. The Ramban was willing to count that then. Just explain the second one in its own terms. How does a father who's Baal Bito, if there weren't Mises Beis Din in Beis Din, Why would he be chayiv to pay her? Doesn't the money go to himself? Well, you'll say that it's the Sar Sim Niskarsha and Kanasa Le'atzma, but then there's another problem. Mishnah has to be a case of Mefata. Otherwise, he would be Potter because in the Shas Radifa, he'd be Mishayib and Afshah. Right? But if it's Mefata, then it constitutes Mechila on her part. So if you say there is no such thing as Mechila by Kanas, that solves the problem. If you say that the father, that Kanas doesn't, you know, if you say that what happened in this case was the father was Mefatar, and then he died before Amda Badin, and therefore, or she Bagra before Amda Badin, and therefore the Kanas goes to her, that's very nice as well. Both of those Hesberim, by the way, rest upon the same notion, which is the Kanas is not Chal until the beginning of the Din Torah. So you can't be mochad because it doesn't exist yet, and it doesn't go to the father if he's not around, if he doesn't have claim at the time of the beginning of the din. That's why you're forced into one of those answers. Unless you want to say the Rambans, shota mafuta. Shota mafuta allows you to say that it's pitui legabe rodef, but it's ones legabe mechila. Yaakov.
Well,
firstly, the Yerushalmi is beferish.
So he just thinks it's much more. The Yerushalmi has a very compelling read.
Correct. Not necessarily. He doesn't like the logic, but he thinks that it's clear the Yerushalmi says that. There's another reason, by the way. You have to understand the Ramban's frame of reference. His frame of reference is. What does he call them? Betosvos l'raboseinu atzarfatim. They made a claim that Mechila. They try to explain the Mishnah with Mechila. So the Ramban said, now based upon a Yerushalmi, now the Ramban says, how is that going to work in the Mishnah later, the way the Bavli reads it? In other words, he's in effect evaluating Tosfos' claims. If it weren't for Tosfos, he would have just said the Yerushalmi and the Bavli don't agree.
Wait, so he's saying, if Tosfos were to be correct, that the Yerushalmi and the Bavli agree, this is how I would make them agree?
Correct. Because look what the Ramban... Let's read the end of the Ramban. Yaakov, you can read the end of the Ramban. Yep. Sha'amru, yeah.
Right,
you want to tell what the Ramban said? You read a lot there, but what does the Ramban say?
So he's saying that really the reading just should be that you can't be Mokhalad and you have the right to be Mokhalad, and unlike the Yerushalmi, which was saying that, which was trying to say that that you can't be Manda on something that's not Bereshito, you could just say Din Bar mainly, and it's equivalent to that case. That made any sense.
The Ramban just says that just because you haven't have his chus come to you yet, doesn't mean you can't prevent it from coming.
So he doesn't think the Yerushalmi makes any sense.
Correct. He thinks the Yerushalmi is wrong.
So up until then, it's just an exercise within Toso.
Correct. That is correct.
Okay. A lot of time making this really complex reading. That's really dumb.
Well, the answer is yes, because that's what he says. Okay, what Masechta are we learning? Hold on, so I'm looking in the Rashba. Hold on, I'm trying to get the Rashba because I'm gonna look at that next, but I can't.
The Ra'ah doesn't have a whole second half.
The Ra'ah does the that last part. I mean, the rejection.
The entire analysis of Zion, also the rejection. It doesn't have either one.
Yes, he does have the analysis. It's early on.
The whole analysis with the... I mean, comparing it with Bavli?
Yeah, he does. And in the printed edition, if it's on the left-hand side of the two facing pages, the bottom left column is where it is. He doesn't... it's not as unclear as the Ramban is. He doesn't formulate it the same way, but he recognizes the need for the exact same analysis of splitting the Mishnah into two parts. Absolutely, he does. He is a good Talmud there. All right, I can't get a Ramban here on Subas, so I have to go to the Bar Ilan, which is terrible. No, it's nothing wrong with Bar Ilan, it's just getting into it here. It's a disaster. How do you get... Go ahead, Zach. Yeah.
So in the beginning, this first paragraph here, the Ramban said he makes a distinction between a rodef being mischai v'nasho versus kimei ramidi, right?
Versus bisa spazdin.
Which he thinks that's what the Mishnah is talking about.
So well, the Mishnah says b'feirush. The Mishnah says.
Okay, but couldn't you just read that as?
No.
I
agree, but the point is that you would never even get there. That's all. You're right. You could have.
Okay, but my question is
what
does that mean? Don't they have the same?
No. But I'll tell you what the problem is. The problem is, if that's the case, there's no distinction between the Reisha and the Seifa. In other words. Your road, if the Mises based in, if the Mischai Benashi you're talking about is that of Radifa, then really there should never be any distinction between the Arias and the first Mishnah, the Arias and the second Mishnah. Rodef is the same on both of them.
Right.
It's only after you're not a Rodef, after the Radifa is over, that.
Right, but I just want to wondering where he gets the distinction from. I mean, I thought that the Radifa was just the fact that you're part of Tashlumin. In a case where you are a rodef and anytime not seeing the nashav, it's because it's like a subset of the same thing that
it's. But it's a very different kind of din. You know, it's a kind of din where you can never get misen based in, and nonetheless, because temporarily you were liable to be killed in self defense, we treat that as if it's a kind of misen based in. It's a big chiddush.
But it's the same din. Is not.
Yes. It's a kamay b'dirabme on a theoretical misa. It's the same. It's
so
many ways. It's what's that?
How does he draw this?
No, because the Mishnah says literally, "Yimischai benasho meishim misasa bidei beistin." That's not true on Radifa. That's not true. It's not misasa beistin.
But you can say the same thing
about. What? You could have just said meishim. If you just said meishim mischai benasho, we could make the argument. But it says meishim benasho shemisasa bidei beistin. That means that what the Torah is really actually when you come to beistin, not pshas maisa.
So he agrees with the same din.
He would agree. It's the same principle din. It's a form of kamlei the rabba mine. But it's not because shemisaso be de basedin. Yeah. Okay. So let me just read you the... the Rashba. He says the following... Firstly, he says, he asked Akasha on the Shita that will be Tosfos. With regards to the father who's Ba'al Bito, he's Ba'al Bito, and Knasa is Lo, like Rabbi Akiva of the Braisa, Knasa Lavia, but Lo Hispik Lamod Bedin, Ad Shemesa or Ad Shebagra, so now she's going to get the Knas. So he says, to me, Ali, Heich Efsher, Sheyela Knas Me'av. How could she possibly get a knas of a father? When he was ba'ala, there was no chiyuv because the money was supposed to go to himself. And therefore, harezo kimafuta yisoma, the chayven the midaita of it lesla. It's the equivalent of a mafuta yisoma that because she was did it willingly, so she doesn't entitled to anything. V'hachanami, Maishna the Ha'av lo michsar hamada bedin. There's no chisaron of hamada bedin here. Now, normally we say until you have hamada bedin, you don't have knas. Here, what shayach hamada bedin? The knas goes to himself. The bishlama an sa'acher tzarach hamada bedin. If someone else rapes, sorry, you need hamada bedin. Aval av halo michsar hamada bedin de lo shayach bein. It's not shayach. Ve'ulai da'as hayu shalmi kein. The chayvon de ein la'av ad shas hamad abedin. Gam hu eino pater la'olam. Since the father's never entitled to knas when someone else does it until amad b'din, he's never pater either on himself. In other words, why? Because he can only be pater on something once this chayvus is created, but it's not created yet. Ve'im meis inami shebagra kodem shemeis knas ala atzma. At that point, the knas goes to har, and then he's chayv to pay. V'din zeh shemanu mina Yerushalmi azeh shlo shemanu mina Gemara. This din is implicit, is really we learned from the Yerushalmi. It's not clear from our Gemara. Gam ledas haYerushalmi efshar shem amar ha'av v'nasa la kesef knasa achar ka chozer v'zochabo. If the father got up and paid our knas, he can then take it back from her. Why? Because all things that the daughter gains goes to the father. So the Ramban says, you know, it could be according to the Yerushalmi, the father's entitled to take his daughter to a din Torah, as a bizarre din Torah, and say, you know, bring the witnesses, she's tovam and din, you rape me. And by doing so, what is she going to do? Collect the knas from her father, which he will then turn around and take from her. Meaning he should be able to force her to go to a din Torah to be tovea him in din, just like he could force her to go to a din Torah to be tovea someone else if the person raped her. Zeh? So it's possible that he could force her. The la'olam mechamasa hu zoche vehihi shomedes bedin. The father's always zoche through his daughter, banu samafata. She's the one who has to be omedes bedin. Why, by the way? He doesn't say why, but why? For starters, she's the one with the taina. Yeah?
So, what about Edom? Why don't we just say
there's
a case where
Edom can't walk in without a tovea. If there's no tovea, the Edom don't come.
Well, A, why not?
I see. This is a machlokes already.
B, why can't Edom just come in the father's side of his daughter?
They could do that, but in terms. No, because that's not. That Edom can't come in and say, therefore make him pay money. Because for that, you need someone who's a Baldin, a Baldvarim. And the father can. The answer is, if there's no Tovea on it, the father could say, go kill me, but I don't have to pay money because there's no Tovea. And he can say to the Edom, La Baldvarim Nidiat. Normally, the girl would bring the Edom in, and they get him killed, in theory, get him killed to make him pay money. But yeah.
So in general, Edom can't say that this guy.
Two Edom can't walk into court and say, you know, Mati owes Zach $1,000 because we saw him borrow it without Zach having the Edom come on his behalf. Yeah.
Why not? Yeah, well,
because they're not Baldvarim of Matis. They have no tvi against him. You can bring the Edom. They're coming testifying by themselves. Basin will say, okay, very nice. Have a nice day. When you walk into Basin and say, Mati owes me money, and here are my Edom, then the Edom testify on your behalf. Other than that, they'll have Baldvarim. They have no standing.
It's not the case in Israel.
Well, in the case of Mises Beis Din, they in effect have standing. In other words,
so you would split the testimony. They come and say that this man raped his daughter. It's like, oh, you're putting him to death, but we're not going
to. Without her being stepping forward to be Tovea, we wouldn't tell him to go pay, I think.
He's not then Chayim in Knas?
No, not until she's Tovea, I think. Rashba is certainly assuming that way, but I think that's what I would assume.
Well, when we say Zach Lam Shul Bifana, how can that be in case? Is that not with money?
Zachen la'adam shelo b'fanav is when Reuven wants to give Shimon something.
But this isn't one of them.
Well, that's usually what it is. It's in other words, someone wants to acquire something for you. There's no one here. Firstly, you say,
give you something.
No, you say zachen le'adam. You don't say zachen me'adam. He doesn't want to give her money. The father. The Edom don't have money that they're giving to her. It's not zachen la'adam. It's not zachen la'adam. I know, but there's nothing. In other words, the husband is not looking, the father is not looking to give anything away. Zachin me, what?
Who cares what he thinks?
But it's not zachin.
It's zachin to the daughter.
If there was something to be zocha in for the daughter, you could say zachin ladam. There's nothing to be zocha.
In this case, because it goes to the father.
No, because there's no tashlumin yet.
This creates the tashlumin. The fact that income.
No, if the Beis Din awarded the daughter money and the father was there and there was someone else who wanted to be zochan on the money on behalf of the daughter, you could say zachan la'adam and tashlumin. There's no chiyuv of tashlumin until the daughter's toveah him with edim in Beis Din. You can't say zochan la'adam. There's nothing to be zochen. Zochen means there's an object, there's money. I want to acquire it on your. Someone wants to give it to you, I'll act as your shaliach. There's no one here to there's no money yet because there's no toveah.
So the money, case with there's no money until there's a toveah.
Yeah.
In all mamonos cases.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah.
Even with.
Yeah. Until the Baal Din is toveah, there's no. I mean, there's no.
What about Yorshim? Yorshim
Baal Dvarim
in that case?
Yorshim of. Yorshim can be Baal Dvarim in theory. If they inherit your rights in something, they can be Toveah, yeah. Okay, so the Rashba is not done. So he sort of is done. He says, V'hainu d'tnan, omda badin at shalom esav, lo ispika lamod badin, hispika, feminine. V'lo taninan omad badin, v'lo hispik lamod badin. In other words, the Rashba says a big chiddush here, by the way. It is a big chiddush. He's saying that whenever you have a din Torah of onus and knas, it's the girl is the tovas, but the father gets the money. That's quite a chiddush. But he wants to say that just as the father can force his daughter to be tovas, the guy who raped her, he can force his daughter to be tovas him, to pay her, so that he can pay her and then get the money back, so that when she turns to the Bulgaria, she can't claim the money from him. Whereas if he didn't do so, then he was never Ahmad Bedin. And then as soon as she turns into Bulgaris, he says, Dad, I'll take the money now, please. Right? It's a pretty big chedesh. What's that?
Very sexist of him.
It's not sexist. It's just self-interest.
He's getting killed.
There might not have been Hasara. There might not be any Mises based in. Alex, do you have a question?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Are there any other questions on this subject?
I guess my question then was just, if the girl is raped and then dies, right, before the father can be home of the rapist and then, so does he have any claim?
You guys answer that question.
Yes. Completely unrelated to the rape, I'm just saying. I assume that she needs to be alive, right?
Can someone answer that question?
Lavi
and Ara, v'lo avi mesa.
Okay, so this makes a lot of sense.
It does fit with that.
Be in court.
Right, it does fit. The question is that exeris a custom or is that a binyanath?
Exeris a custom.
I know, but does it serve as a model? For suggesting that in general, I know it's Exeris HaKasa. The question is, did we learn anything from the Exeris HaKasa other than the strict din, or does that din teach you more broadly, like the Rachidish of the Rashba?
But with the Rashba,
that even in a regular case where the father gets the money, it's going through her. She's the Tovas. And therefore, he can force her to be Omed the Spadin, to be Toveah, to be Tovas the money, which he'll then get. And just like that, he can also force her to be Tovas him. So that he should have to pay her the money and then grab the money and he'll pot her from later from paying on the knas and onus. Yes.
What I understand about the Rashba is that the Torah is the when in Hamad Abedin, the Torah is Zoha to him the money. It's not to her and then he takes from her. It just goes to him. It's direct, like.
Say that again? One more time, sorry, I didn't register.
In Hamad, when you have Hamad Abedin, the Rashba seems to be claiming that he can do this roundabout way where he has her claim of him and she takes. Then he goes and takes her to court and takes it from her. That's not how it works. She never gets the money. She's never Zoha the money. As soon as there's Hamad Abedin, he's Zoha the money. That's why he goes to his Yorshin after if he dies.
So, but you can ask a larger question, Zach. In general, when a girl makes money, she works, how does the money work there? Goes to the father. It's a little bit, you know, I wonder to what extent it's a little bit like Shibud the Rav Nosson. You guys know what Shibud the Rav Nosson is? If you don't, you're going to encounter the Daf Yomi tomorrow. What? Well, yesterday. I don't. Was it today's?
Was it today's?
Shibud the Rabbi Nosson. Chaim, aren't you happy that he and Sam are doing that? Because I don't abuse you as much. Okay.
I told you.
You see, look what I did. Look what I did to Chaim. Look what I did to him. Because he didn't know the daf when I asked him the question. Okay. So anyway, Shibud the Rabbi Nosson says the following. The Gemara will say this. I think it's tomorrow's daf. Supposing there's a shtar chov written here, and I, the malveh, and the Gemara says, if someone says that the shtar is a shtar amana means a shtar, the money was never actually loaned. It was meant, so you could loan, but it's basically an invalid shtar. So the Gemara wants to know, you're not neman. So the Gemara wants to know, who's not neman? If you tell me that it's the loveh, says amana huzeh, he's not neman. Of course he's not neman. Otherwise every loveh would say, that shtar, I don't owe you the money, it was just in case I would borrow money from you. So the Gemara quotes one answer that it's the Malva who says the shtar is an amana. Now you would say, what do you mean? Of course, you should believe the Malva if he says the amana. If the shtar says you owe me money and I say you really don't, the shtar is really just a fake shtar. So why shouldn't I be believed? So the Gemara's answer, one answer it gives, is that it's a situation where I owe other people money. And it's like Shibud Rav Nosson. Really what it's saying is the principle is Hodas Baldin is Kamea Edim Dami, except when it's Chavla Acharini. Hodas Baldin doesn't work if it's costing somebody else money. There's normally Hodas Baldin costs me money. But if Zach owes me money, I say, no, he really doesn't owe me money. If there's a shtar that says he does, and Adir, I owe money to, so Adir has the ability to collect from Zach directly, by the way. It's known as Shibud Rav Nosson. Menasan La Asher Hasham Lo. So I think the Gemara's expression is Minayin Lenosha B'chaver 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 Shebazeh V'gov V'mizeh or something like that. So A owes B, C, B owes C can collect straight from A. C has a Shibud on A. So anyway, so
it
I know it's not, but it sounds a little bit like that.
No, I can hear that.
She's the conduit. She's the conduit.
But it doesn't seem like that from the first.
I agree, but that's what the Rashba says. And Mati and Yochavrus are suggesting that the fact that the girl is dead and you can't collect any, you can't have a din Torah anymore, suggests that the Xeris HaKasa might suggest exactly this principle, that the girl has to be alive because she is the conduit. Even if the payment is direct from the Ones or the Mefateh to the father. In other words, from the perspective of din Torah, there's a Gemara in the 13th Perek. There's a question of, let's say I have a shtar on, it's a Mishnah, Machlokas Admon and the Chachamim. Supposing I owe you money, I have a shtar that says, you have a shtar that says I owe you money, I borrowed money $100 on January 1st. I pull out a shtar that says that you borrowed money from me on February 1st. I claim that, now, the question is, how do we deal with this case? So part of the question is the fact that that you borrowed money from me on February 1st, doesn't that indicate that I paid back the money from the January 1st? Because otherwise, why? If I'm giving you the money, don't take it as a loan, just cancel the original debt. So anyway, at one point the Gemara has this question, and perhaps in theory what Beis Din does is that first they make you call. Oh, I think Admon says that they go for both of them. In other words, they make each person pay. So the Gemara says, are we dealing with idiots? If at the end of the day we're going to collect those shtaros, you owe me 100 and I owe you 100, what kind of idiots are they that they make each person pay? Just cancel the debts. So the point is, that's the general principle. So that's why I assume by Shibud Rav Nosson, in other words, in this case, you don't make the give the money to the girl and then give it to the father. It's understood.
That
the Gemara is on Daf Kuf Yuram and Aleph. Shnayim Shotziu Shtarchov Zelze Admon Omer El Ilu Hayisi Chayv Lach Ketzer Atalavimini. The fact that you borrowed money from me in a shtar on February 1st shows that I paid back the one on January 1st. You just never gave me the shtar. V'chachamim Omerim Zegov Shtarchov V'Zegov Shtarchov. Each one can collect. So that's why the Gemara asks. They have a teretz. They say the hafuche machtar talameli. What's the point in doing swaps? Cancel. So that's what you could say is going on.
Well, that sounds true for the general case of Kol Shelech Nireah, but it sounds like that with Knas, the Hamor Bedin creates the Zechiyah, and that
comes with who is owed to. That's why. Otherwise, why should the Yorshin get it once the father dies? If it's only after Madabedin and not after deceit. Why should not go to the daughter? Because it's really Yishah after the daughter.
No, because if the father is alive, Bishas Hamad Abedin, if he ultimately wins, he's Zocha from the moment of Hamad Abedin. And since he's Zocha...
He's Zocha from the moment of Hamad Abedin, her, and then he takes it from her.
Mitzad Shibud Rab, the conceptual code of the Shibud Rabnasan. Look, I think the Rashba is a big Kiddush too, okay? I think it's a big Kiddush also. I'm just trying to defend, explain the Rashba. Agreed. Okay. I think we'll stop at this particular juncture. We are going to fly, I think, for the next blot. You should get preparing. I will, God willing, I've been compiling questions a fair long while. I'm only a week behind in the questions. I'm going to try to send them, but I would like you to go ahead already on Sunday. I'm not going to be here. Please, I ask that you be here. Unless you're coming to hear the Shiurim at KJ. Then Monday we will continue on. We're going to fly through to the next Mishnah. I don't know if there's anything I really want to pause on. It's mostly about the Yalfusas, how they learn, what Kamal Drabune is, about Kofer Nefesh Rotzeach, and so on and so forth. Some important larger meta principles here, but nothing that I think that I want to spend a whole lot of time in terms of dealing with. And then we get to the next Mishnah of Narash and Asarshav and Nisgarsha.